USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are scheduled to leave today for Turkey to discuss the situation in Syria after President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of that region. But the Turkish president says today he won't meet with Pence and Pompeo when they get there. And as we hear from correspondent Wendy King on Capitol Hill, lawmakers from both parties remain concerned about President Trump's decision.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has grave concerns about the decision, fearing it will benefit the Islamic State,
leaving the door wide open for a resurgence of this dangerous force.
His concerns were echoed by top Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump has encouraged nothing short of an ISIS jailbreak.
Forecasters say a nor'easter that's bearing down on the northeast in New England could become a bomb cyclone today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
A dozen Democrats all hoping to win the White House, exchanging their views and opinions on a variety of issues on an Ohio debate stage last night, where age and health was also discussed.
I will outwork, outorganize, and outlast anyone, and that includes Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or whoever the Republicans get stuck with.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren. Vice President Joe Biden saying,
one of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience. With it comes wisdom.
A Texas woman's nephew says she pointed a gun towards the window before a Fort Worth police officer shot and killed her last weekend while she was watching video games in her home with her nephew. Police, though, say it's irrelevant to the shooting of the woman. The cop now faces a murder charge. A first-ever all-female spacewalk may be happening tomorrow at the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Four federal inmates in the Lone Star State had one thing in mind when they escaped jail a few days ago. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Texas authorities say after the men escaped from the federal prison camp in Beaumont, Texas on Saturday, they apparently made a beeline for a liquor store where they purchased several bottles of whiskey. The whiskey was found to be in their possession along with newly purchased cell phones when they were captured not far from the prison just a few hours later. The prison located an hour east of Houston, they're back inside now where they're facing additional charges to what they were in there for to begin with. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to criticize President Trump's ordering the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has grave concerns about the decision, fearing it will benefit the Islamic State.
Leaving the door wide open for a resurgence of this dangerous force and a new iteration of the Islamic State.
His concerns were echoed by top Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
By pulling out of northern Syria, President Trump has encouraged nothing short of an ISIS jailbreak.
There's now a bipartisan effort for Congress to pass its own sanctions package to try to get Turkey to halt its military action. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.